This podcast is brought to you by Howie's Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on Store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You would favor Joe Biden. Explain to me why you came to that conclusion.
I think that we are seeing in the most elemental way the significance and relevance of a fact-based, enlightenment-driven, empathetic presidency of the United States. A fact-based...
We choose truth over facts.
Enlightenment-driven.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
Empathetic.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Presidency of the United States.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I find one of the most galling parts of this is that the president is favoring certain states over the others. To me, this is even more of an impeachable offense than what he did with Ukraine or Russia.
Ugh. Here we go again.
Impeach 45! Impeach 45!
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
The president's out there touting an unproven idea of a possible cure.
He continued to push an unproven drug to an unproven drug. To push an unproven drug, so an unproven drug that might work for malaria, might work for lupus, doesn't work for this.
This drug that the president keeps pushing, a lot of people would say, follow the money. There's got to be some sort of financial tie to someone somewhere that has the president pushing this repeatedly.
So let's make a tinfoil helmet out of foil paper.
Unchained and unstoppable.
We don't know what we don't know. And you would think at this point, Anderson, the president would be humbled somewhat by being wrong so many times.
I don't understand how someone can have so little self-awareness.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
What is it with this unproven drug? You know, if I'm sick and I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, and, you know, I'm in the prime demo, which is, let's face it, over 80, overweight, underlying condition, smoker, and the doctor says, I don't know if you're going to make it, Howie, but we got this thing, this drug. I say, well, you don't need to tell me much about the drug. Tell me something. It's been around for 65 years. Okay, so then it's probably been approved by the FDA, right? Yeah, it has. What's it approved for? Malaria? Lupus? Give it to me! I don't need to hear any more. I might die anyway. But it's okay for all these... Has it worked for a lot of people? It seems to be working. So all these people who are very skeptical... You know, none of them are physicians. None of them are researchers at medical schools or anything like that. But these people are very skeptical of the anti-malaria drug. These are the same people who say we have to listen to Greta Thunberg, who doesn't even have her learner's permit to drive an automobile. She's an expert, and we have to believe everything that she says.
How dare you!
But we can't administer this drug. Hydroxychloroquine. I just can't ever pronounce it properly. I'm sorry. I'm not a physician. I don't even play one on TV. But I did used to watch Marcus Welby if I was sick in bed and I couldn't get up to turn the channel back in the day. All right. Time now for the chump line. The recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show.
This question is for Governor Parker. Sir, could you tell us how many state employees have been furloughed?
That's a recurring question of the Howie Carr Show and the Howie Carr column. How many hacks have been laid off? And you know damn well that the first people they're going to lay off are the people making $30,000 or $40,000 a year before they lay off the assistant associate dean of intergovernmental relations at Massport or UMass.
If Joe Biden represents the Enlightenment, please give me the Dark Ages.
John Meacham. He used to be the editor of Newsweek magazine. I think that's his background, isn't it? Maybe I'm wrong. Newsweek magazine. So it's a magazine that is now defunct for all practical purposes. A magazine that was involved, I believe, in some kind of scam, wasn't it? I forget that. It all kind of blends together now, but it's really something to be an alumnus of Newsweek magazine, I'll tell you. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They've lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID-19. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive. And as John Gotti used to say, stay strong.
Geez, Howie, you think Joe Biden could take some speech lessons from the Queen?
He sounds like the Queen's grandfather, and she's 93 years old.
Besides your political views, I knew there was some reason I really enjoyed you, Howie Carr. I'm a number one Frank Zappa fan. So I'm in concert, I've seen Dweezil 3 or 4 times, even named my youngest son Vincent after Frank Vincent Zappa.
It can't happen here. I'm telling you, my dear, that it can't happen here. You see, Grace, you know how many Frank Zappa fans there are out there? And you told me to turn it off when I tried to play it for you.
Correction, I begged you to turn it off. We were on like a 6-hour ride in a limousine. For some reason, we had a limousine instead of a car, and you were playing Frank Zappa the entire time. I think I cried.
People say, why can't you force Grace to listen to it? You know, at some point, it reaches the level of abuse and harassment. In my opinion, not so. But who knows in a court of law?
Oh man, Howie, there's certainly one thing Dr. Fauci and I have in common. We both spend a lot of time thinking about models.
Yes, the models are down to 81,000 now. 81,000. Deep disappointment in the ranks of the Democrats and the media, but I repeat myself.
Joe Biden said he didn't listen to the Queen's speech, but he has all their albums.
I think his I don't think he knows too much about Queen either.
Hey, Howie, you know, this coronavirus has got me so perturbed. I think we should just put off the election for president for the next, say, 15 years and let President Trump take care of things.
That's a way to make it go away. Again, a 5-4 Supreme Court decision that the election should be postponed because of the pandemic. Then you would see a real uproar to just get the country back to work so that we can get this election moving again.
Hey, Holly, I don't like the idea of Charlie Parker letting criminals out of jail because of the virus. I mean, what if they all decide to go golfing?
Yeah. Turkey hunting season starts in Massachusetts in a couple of weeks, you know. Someone just texted me that. Of course, where are you supposed to get any ammo with the gun shops closed? First they were going to be opened, and then there was an uproar from the beautiful people that they wanted the gun shops shut down. They've been trying to shut down some of these ranges for years that have existed in the what have become beautiful people communities since long before there were any beautiful people, or they were all living in New York or somewhere. And so this is a good way to start the wheels in motion to shutting down all the gun ranges and gun shops. I hope I'm mistaken in saying that, but I rather doubt it.
Those three golfers in Rhode Island were not only given a summons, they were each given a two-stroke penalty.
Grace, we got to try to get some of those guys on the air. What is it like being lugged in a McDonald's parking lot and charged with playing 18 holes?
I will do my best. I love trying to get people on the air who are hard to track down. And three random guys golfing, that's perfect. I'll try to get them on, Howie.
You know what, Grace, you know why? I have a feeling that the reason they were playing on a weekday was because they probably had already been laid off from their jobs. I mean, this talk about adding insult to injury.
I agree.
When I die, won't you bury me in Central Park near 103?
You know, I prefer to be buried. I want to be buried in one of those places downtown, you know, in Greenwich Village, where they play chess all the time. I like, I used to like to play chess a little bit. Not a lot, but I'd like to just spend eternity watching them play chess. Assuming, of course, the parks are ever reopened as anything other than a burial ground.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
I think is it Washington Park where they play the chess? It's famous for playing chess down there in the village. That's where I want to be buried. You can also pick up some pretty good drugs down there. I think it's more famous for drugs now than for chess. All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. You can also hear it at Chop Chumps if it didn't make the cut in the broadcast show. We post Chop Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts at 7 p.m. Eastern after the show ends, the broadcast show ends. And the Chump Line is brought to you every weekday by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer, who are still making wicked awesome windows. They've lived through cholera, typhoid, measles twice, Spanish and Asian flus, diphtheria, polio, whooping cough, bird and swine flus, Ebola, Zika, and now COVID-19. We as a nation will defeat this. Stay well, stay safe, and stay positive.
Hey, Howie, I don't like the idea of Charlie Parker letting criminals out of jail because of the virus. I mean, what if they all, decide to go golfing?
You would think they'd be happy to have these cars coming into the McDonald's parking lot. I mean, business at McDonald's got to be down too, right? But they got these rats that called up and, snitched them out for going to play a round of golf, transferring the clubs from a car with Massachusetts license plates to Rhode Island. I thought they were only looking for New York license plates in Rhode Island. Apparently Massachusetts, too. All right. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
A nightmare to liberals everywhere. He's Howie Carr.
This is Jay in Hingham, Massachusetts.
This is Gloria from Haverhill, Mass.
Hi, this is Joe from Howie in the Hills, Florida. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
That's Frank Zappa, the Mothers of Invention. We better not go into the lyrics of that because we could get into trouble with the FCC. Okay, but it's time now. It's Monday afternoon, and it's time for Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate begin.
Hate flow through you.
This is where we go through all of the fan mail and fan voicemail and fan emails that arrive for both me and Grace, now that Grace is a columnist at the Boston Herald,
yes.
As am I. And Grace's column yesterday got more hits than mine. Mine was pretty damn good. Mine was hanging in there, but Grace defeated me in the clickbait category with her column about Vice President Pence.
Yes, Howie, and I knew it was a success when I got tons of hateful tweets that not only attacked me, but attacked you. And that's when I said, I think I did okay this week. But first, Howie, before we get to that, I want to let everyone know Hate Mail Monday, no matter if it's on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or like today on a Monday, is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, celebrating over 100 years of baking excellence since 1916. It is truly the best bread around, so make sure you try it if you see it at your local market. Okay, I want to start with a hate mail. We're going to start strong. Let's play a hate mail from Granny. We got it?
I could only take 9 minutes of your show, and I know nobody's listening to this because it's not getting recorded. I don't give a f***. This virus is real, you Republican dip dumb and dumber.
She's not pleased, Howard, today. She always thinks it's not getting recorded. She always says, I know no one's listening to this. Does she realize we play her every Monday? Not only are we listening, we are soaking it in every week.
We're reporting that they're going to be burying bodies in the public parks in New York, and our people on the text line, someone wants a couple of plots in Bed-Stuy. That's Brooklyn. That's where Murder Incorporated used to operate out of. Although they preferred burning bodies in cars. But, you know, you always got as a fallback position where the mob used to bury bodies later on. The Gowanus Canal.
Okay, Howie. So I tweeted out my column.
You could tweet. You can Google Gowanus Canal mob murders, and you'll get a lot of hits there.
Okay, I will do that. So I tweeted out my column, Howie, and someone wrote beneath it, "Yes, if one wants to listen to a millennial whose political acumen consists of getting coffee for Howie Carr and picking up Gooner's droppings." Another person replied, I'm fine with
There's a regular listener.
I know. Someone says,
who hates the show but listens every day.
I'm fine with attacking the article. It almost, I didn't really like it, but why the need for the personal attacks? And the person wrote back, she's a dumb idiot who works for a proven racist.
Proven?
Yes.
I've been convicted, huh?
The hydrochloroquine is not proven, but your racism is proven. Howie, I have one more hate mail. I actually had a lot of voicemails that I have saved up, so we'll be having a lot of good hate mails in the upcoming weeks. But I like this hate mail because we have a guy who always refers to me as Balloon Head, and
yes.
He made a really valid point this week about the quarantine.
Grace, now that all the hair salons are closed, who's going to dye the hair on your balloon head?
Wow. He really amused himself with that one.
Yeah, you can really. I like that message because you can hear the hate. Anyway, guys, it's brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company. And we might do a second hate mail this week, Howie, at some point, because it's flowing in like you wouldn't believe.
We can do one later today, actually.
Oh,
all right.
Doubleheader.
We have a sheriff from the great state of Maine coming up next. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This pandemic, so-called, is giving us a chance to really see who really believes in the Constitution among our elected leaders and who doesn't. And so now we come to this great state of Maine, my birthplace. Governor Janet Mills issued an executive order Friday mandating that anyone who comes to Maine, regardless of where they live, must self-quarantine for 14 days to help slow the spread of the new coronavirus infection, under penalty of up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine. Presumably, this mandate, this order, And it also includes illegal aliens. Just joking. No, of course it doesn't include illegal aliens. She also shut down all lodging in the state, including hotels and campgrounds, and demanded that out-of-staters not travel to Maine if they are displaying symptoms of the virus or if they are coming from locales suffering from COVID-19 outbreaks. So there are other elected officials, though, in the state of Maine, including the sheriffs, one of whom is Scott Nichols. He's a Republican from Franklin County, and he just posted a statement immediately on his department's Facebook page. We will not be setting up a police state, period. That's the beginning of what he has to say. So joining us now on the line is my new favorite elected official in the state of Maine, and that includes my cousin on the Portland City Council, Sheriff. Thank you for posting that Facebook missive. Why did you feel the need to post those words on your department's Facebook page?
Well, good afternoon, Howard, and thank you for having me on. You know, it came out of concern. I was listening to the governor when she put out the executive orders and listened live, and the first thing that went through my mind was, oh boy, my phones are about to blow up. And particularly around the issue of travel and restricting travel and that sort of thing. And, you know, let me just start right off saying that I'm in agreement that we have a problem. There's a threat out there today, and I wholeheartedly agree with the CDC guidelines and ask people to follow them. But at the same time, I also believe there's a Bill of Rights, and the First Amendment and Fourth Amendment come to mind specifically. And so when the order came down, like I said, people started calling me almost immediately. And the first thing I did at that point was send out a directive to my deputies and just told them, look, this is how we're going to conduct business. So they had a firm understanding of where I stood with this whole thing. And then the second thing I decided to do the next day was put this post out there on our Facebook page. And why did I start it off that way? You know, we're not going to set up a police state, period. Because those were the phone calls I was getting from concerned citizens in Franklin County. They're like, well, what are you guys doing, setting up a police state? They're going to be asking us for our papers now? Because even before the order came out, I was receiving phone calls from reporters, from business people, all sorts of people out there saying, hey, I just want to let you know I've got this paper that says I'm an essential employee and I can travel. And I asked them, said, well, where are you getting this from? And they were all kind of hinting that they're here and this is coming down the pike. And I hadn't heard anything as of yet. And then, of course, the executive order came out and it all made sense. And people really started to show a lot of concern. So in order to stop the full freak out, which was going on, I decided to post that. And that's why I said, you know, we're not setting up a police state, period. I'm just trying to calm the real perceived fear out there amongst the people.
I think you worded it very well, but I'm sure some people are going to be angry, especially liberals. Or people that go along with Governor Mills here. When you said this is not Nazi Germany or Soviet Russia where you were asked for your papers, exclamation point. I mean, do you think there are areas where cops in Maine are going door to door, right?
I haven't heard that, honestly.
Yeah, so I just got a text. My cousin from 978, that's Northern Massachusetts. My cousin owns a condo in Maine. She's from Massachusetts. The police came to her door and made them leave. They used some lame excuse that she rents the place out, so they had the right to make her leave. That's probably Southern Maine anyway, but it's not in, I'm sure it's not in Franklin County. But do you think people what's the status with the gun shops in Maine right now?
People are allowed to actually go to gun shops and that sort of thing. Ever since the president came out and stated that gun shops were essential, the governor reversed that order, and they are now allowed to attend. There's limits as to how many people can attend. There's also limits to how many people can go to a range. Same with all the shops that are open. There's some sort of limits attached, and I get it. I'm not a science denier here. This is this is serious business, and we got to do what we got to do to protect the public. But at the same time, we got to have that balance, you know. The last thing I wanted to do as a sheriff was to send my troops out there and start enforcing something like this, because it would do nothing but damage the really great relationship we have with the public that's out there. And so if we can just educate people and say, you know, for those folks who just don't care about anything, you know, we're going to try just to educate those folks and move them along, and hopefully there's nothing beyond that. Quite frankly, I don't want to have anybody arrested and brought to my jail. If anybody shows up in my jail and they've got that virus, we have to isolate them, and I don't have an awful lot of room left in my jail to isolate people in. So it's a tricky business out there.
Well, you know, down in Rhode Island, Gina Raimondo, last week, she issued an order saying the state police would be stopping people in cars with New York plates. Not New Yorkers, people in cars with New York plates would be stopped. And, you know, she since said, well, we're going to stop everybody that's coming in. And there were actually people that from Massachusetts that were trying to play around a golf in Rhode Island, and they were issued citations last week. Because they had, apparently only Rhode Islanders are now allowed to play golf on Rhode Island golf courses. And Massachusetts golf courses are shut down totally, as are the gun shops. And, you know, people are kind of worked up about this. Are you getting criticism for your Facebook posting saying this is not a police state?
It's kind of ironic. I'm getting hit from both sides, actually.
are the people who are criticizing you, are they in favor of setting up a police state in Franklin County or in Maine in general, or the United States as a whole?
Well, I think there's a lot of concern out there about the virus itself, and I've been accused of wanting to more people to be exposed by not adhering to this to the governor's orders. And you know, I'm not saying I'm not adhering to anything. What I'm saying is what we're not going to do is stop vehicles out there just for random searches and question people about what are you doing, you know, why are you driving on our streets, you know. That's to me, that is such a violation of one's personal rights. It's I just can't bring myself to do it.
You would think the ACLU would be sending you a letter of commendation here, or the Maine Democrat Party. I mean, if you said the same thing about we're not going to be stopping cars looking for illegal aliens, you would be a statewide, if not a national hero. But you're saying you're not going to stop citizens, and they're angry at you. Or some people, handful of people. I would say, are you getting more letters and messages of support or of denunciation?
Support. I mean, not only in Maine, but my goodness, all across the country. I have received emails, phone calls all day today. I get into my office this morning at 6:30. I had 28 phone messages stacked up. We're talking people calling in from California, Texas, Florida, Virginia, Wisconsin, Michigan, you name it, almost every state, who are somehow this thing just went viral and went across the country. And again, my whole intent was just to calm the fears of the people in my county. I didn't mean this thing to go nationwide, but it is what it is.
Did you ever think you'd be getting national accolades for saying we will not be setting up a police state, period?
Yeah,
it makes you a national hero for coming out against the police state.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's the way people perceive things. You know, it's anytime a law comes out, there's the letter of the law, and then there's the spirit of the law. You know, and of course, when the governor presented this the other day, she has to present it in a distinct way, black and white, letter of the law. All right, so when law enforcement gets this law, or any law, we have a lot of discretion available to us to decide how this law is actually going to be implemented, how we're going to enforce the thing. And so the spirit of this law is actually all about stopping the spread of the virus. That's the spirit of this law. And with that spirit in mind, that's the approach that I have decided to take, is to educate those folks who don't listen to anybody and just keep this thing from spreading. You know, I'm really fortunate in Franklin County. We've, about
3 weeks ago, I put an email out to all my local police chiefs and state troopers and just asked them, look, you know, folks, would you not arrest anybody unless it's a violent crime, domestic violence, you know, gross sexual assault, murder, you know, something that you need to take somebody off the street for, you know, all the OUIs and all that stuff, just stroke them a summons and let them go. And they have been absolutely fantastic. And I have to give them all kudos for doing so. It's helped me reduce the jail population significantly. We, you know, the only thing we're getting in these days, I mean, our domestic violence, unfortunately, that never seems to cease. And it seems to be picking up with people locked in their houses, you know, hating on each other. But, you know, we're getting through it. Any law that comes out there, you just got to strike that balance between public safety and
right.
public trust. And that's what we're trying to do here. I'm not trying to say bad things about the governor or anything she put out there. She did what she had to do. And in Franklin County, we're doing what we have to do and what fits our business model over here as far as enforcing the law and maintaining that public trust.
Have any of the other sheriffs put out similar messages to the population?
No, but I spoke to a couple of them, and they are pretty much of the same mindset. And I think law enforcement statewide is pretty much doing the same thing. I honestly haven't heard of anything personally about law enforcement stopping cars out there. And I just haven't heard it. If it's happening, it just hasn't reached my ears yet. But I think the majority of law enforcement out there are doing the same thing. They're just trying to educate people and trying to just keep us down to a dull roar, that's all.
Maybe you should forward this to Gina Raimondo down in Rhode Island. I think it might. She's the biggest offender, even bigger offender than our governor in Massachusetts. She seems to be just really relishing this newfound power that she thinks she has. It's just, I don't know. I'm surprised. I didn't think she would go this way, but I guess I underestimated her. Anyway, Sheriff Scott Nichols, thanks so much for being with us, and congratulations. When are you up for re-election again?
Right now, it seems like every time some controversial issue comes up, it's always during an election year, so it's like good solid.
All right. I think you're going to be in good shape. I think you're on the right side of this issue. Sheriff Scott Nichols in Franklin County, Maine. And again, his statement, we will not be setting up a police state, period. Who can disagree with that? Who has any brains whatsoever? Thanks again, Sheriff Nichols. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, my name is Jane Lucas, and I am from the town of South China, Maine.
This is Al from Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Hey, I'm Angela from Brewster on the Cape, and this is the one and the only Howie Carr Show.
Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeetsradio.com/Howie. Taylor's back. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Are you wearing a mask?
Not right now, no. I wasn't planning to rob a bank anytime soon.
77% say they're not wearing masks.
All right. 844-500-4242. Incidentally, before we go to the president's press conference, he's just reading off some statistics right now. Can we play the cut of Anthony Fauci, who's the point man on this? Yeah, this is from January. He was on Newsmax TV, my network, with Greg Kelly on his primetime show, and he was asked about the threat of coronavirus. This is the same month, remember, that President Trump issued his ban on Chinese travel.
So manageable numbers. Bottom line, we don't have to worry about this one, right?
Well, obviously you need to take it seriously. And do the kinds of things that the CDC and the Department of Homeland Security are doing. But this is not a major threat for the people in the United States, and this is not something that the citizens of the United States right now should be worried about.
Okay. So all the doctors, all the physicians on CNN and MSNBC are telling us we have to defer to this guy, and this guy, he was apparently mistaken. I mean, everybody can be mistaken. Everybody can underestimate something, but, you know, it's not like he's infallible, is it? 844-500-4242. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead.
Hey, Howie. You know, I don't understand what Governor Cuomo is doing over there in New York. I understand he's got a, you know, a terrible situation going on there, but I don't understand why he's screaming for more hospital beds and everything else, but at the same time, he's driving people into the hospitals by not allowing doctors to prescribe that hydroxychloroquine. The only way you can get the hydroxychloroquine...
Are you sure he's not allowing that? I'm not sure he's one of the people that's not allowing that, is he?
He's the only one in the whole country that's forcing you to go into a hospital. He will not let your doctor prescribe it to you. You got to go into the hospital. At first, I heard it was like a week ago or 2 weeks ago that he was forcing you to go into a clinical trial. In a clinical trial, you got a 50% chance of getting the placebo sugar pill. So 50% of the people that go into the clinical trials don't even get the drug. They get sugar pills.
I don't know the answer to that question. He's made a lot of mistakes, and he won't own up to any of his mistakes. At least Gavin Newsom in California is admitting that he's responsible for the lack of coronavirus testing that's going on. And supposedly they now have a pinprick blood test that they're going to make available at any time now, and you'll be able to get results in 15 minutes. I that hasn't been officially announced, but there are all kinds of stories about it out today. Morgan, you're next with Howie. No time. We'll come back. We're going to have a lot more for you. We're going to have the press conference, and we may have an update from the Mass Republican Party on the problems with getting people onto the ballot, because how can you collect signatures? How can you collect signatures, and then when you get the signatures, you can't even take them to town hall because they're closed? I'm Howie Carr.